And but I did want to, everything is, we're looking at the world right now, and the world around us is very dark, and it's very evil, and it's very unnerving. And if we are not settled, and if we're not convinced that God is the one that's covering us and is going to take care of us, and the reason he is still, I'm going to go through a little bit of things that we probably already know. Everybody's pretty well seasoned, and I just wanted to refresh our minds and our and some of the scriptures that we have here about the blood of Christ, and it protects us, and why it protects us. One, we're cleansed from every sin. 1 John 1:7. It says, "And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Now, sin separates us from God, and it separates us from one another. So if we're separated, we don't have his presence. And we need his presence to be protected, obviously. And his presence is what will keep us from the evil. It will keep us. It's a powerful shield. The blood and his presence is a powerful shield against all evil forces, against demonic attacks and wicked influences. It keeps us safe from harm. And I know June's talked about how she's had men come after her, or women, to want to harm her. And as soon as she covered herself in the blood of Christ, I know I've had the same thing where these three men would ran across the road to get away from me as I applied the blood. And the same with June. That happened with June as well. And so the blood keeps us safe from harm. Now, in this dark world with all the evil around us, we can find that protection in the blood of Christ as we purify our life and purify ourselves and keep ourselves clean from all wickedness and evil forces, and not just evil forces, but our own sin and our own thoughts. And we have a clean mind and a clean heart. Now, Revelation 12:11 says, "And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony." As we apply the blood over our lives, that is a part of our testimony. And 1 John 3:8 says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil." And sometimes I think we think that, the devil should be destroyed immediately in our lives, and truly, I believe I would like to see that as well. But it doesn't always happen that way. But he destroys the works of the devil. And we look at that, we can look at that as every day. But we also have to look at the big picture. It's not just destroy the works of the devil every day, but for eternity. He's destroying the works of the devil, and he's going to get rid of the evil one. And that's what we're facing now in these last days. Right now, things are going to go haywire, more so than any of us, I'm sure, would care to experience, but it's going to. And some of the things that June brings out, that what's really going on, is not a fun scenario to look at. But this is where we need to have confidence in the blood, and confidence that God's going to protect us, and confidence in our relationship and our intimacy with the Lord. And where am I? Oh, the works of the devil. So then the devil will be let out. So God's going to come, and we'll all go to heaven, blah, blah, blah. Then the devil will get loosed again for the millennium, which I'm not a fond, and I'm not exactly sure why that is. But God says it. It's in his word that he will bring him out again. But again, here again, he came to destroy the works of the devil. So again, eventually we will be in that time frame to where he will be completely destroyed, completely annihilated, completely out of our lives, completely out of heaven, and we can live completely in peace with Jesus. That is what our focus needs to be on, that completely we will be out of this world. We will be out of this evil. We will be out of wondering what in the world's going to happen next that's going to destroy more people and to destroy more of this world. We will be in a heaven to where it can't be destroyed anymore. And we need, and praise God for that. We just praise God for that. And Ezekiel 3:18 says, "And they shall be saved as the Lord lives, and souls are saved by the blood of the Lamb." And that's where we also need to look, is to bring people, as many as we can with us, and bring us out of this world and bring them into the kingdom of heaven. 2 Timothy 4:18, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and shall preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom." That is our scripture for today. We need to hang on to that. Preserve me in his heavenly kingdom. We need to continually seek the protection and power of the blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus, and rest in the assurance of his love and care for us. I was going to go through it, well, I still am. I'm going to go through 2 Timothy, if you want to follow along, you can. 2 Timothy 4. I thought this was very good for today. And 4, 1. "I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season." And that's kind of like on Wednesday when June says, "Are you ready?" And we all go, "No," but yet we still have something to say. And so that's perfect, instant in season and out of season. "Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." This is where we are at now. We all know it. "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." Breaks my heart when I see this kind of stuff. It just breaks my heart. Whew. "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth." I'm sorry. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. And I know we're all looking at that. It's not far away. Our departure is at hand. Do the work of an evangelist. Be ready. Be ready. Watch in all things. Endure those afflictions. Do the work of the evangelist. Bring these people in at all costs. Don't worry about what you look like. Don't worry about what you sound like. Just do that. Because our departure is at hand. 7, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith." Here's where we need to stand on that as well. We have fought a good fight. We don't necessarily fight with sticks and stones and whatever. We fight on our knees. We fight in prayer. We fight for people's souls. We fight for their life, so that they will live a life in heaven and not in hell. 8, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not only me, but unto all of them that love his appearing." So that's for all of us. 9, "Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas," I hope I said that right, "has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica." I'm not saying that right. And a few other words I can't pronounce. "But he has forsaken me." How many of us have had people that have forsaken us because we stand for the truth? They have been forsaken, and they've departed from us because they love this present world. 11, "Only Luke is with me." There's sometimes only some one person will be with you if you have that many. "Mark, take Mark and bring him with you, for it is profitable for me for the ministry." And I can't pronounce that word. "Have I sent to Ephesus?" The cloak that I left at Tyros with Carpus. When thou comest, bring with thee thy books, but especially the parchments. So there's his preaching material. And Alexander, 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. How many of us can say that? We've got people that have done us evil, that have said things that are evil, and there's more to come. As June has also said, you know, these things are coming when they put us on the stand, and we will be persecuted, and it will be much evil. Doesn't mean, you know, we'll be persecuted. Doesn't mean it'll be true persecution. It'll be evil. It'll be lies. It'll be the destruction to make us look bad and evil. And Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord rewarded him according to his works. How many of us can say that when somebody has done that and persecuted us and done evil, that we can stand there and say, Lord, reward him according to his works? That we can actually say that and reward him. But, you know, and let God do the justice. God, let God do the convictions. 15, of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. And how many of us have had those people that are evil and they don't listen to truth? They don't listen anymore. I just had somebody say, why aren't you saying anything? You're just not saying anything anymore. And I have to tell them, there's no point in me saying anything. There is no point in me telling you any more truth. You've already got your wall out. You've already decided that what I say is wrong. You've already decided your thoughts and your ways are accurate. Of whom the most 16. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. And here's where our heart needs to be. And I know I need to get my heart here. Is that my first answer when somebody wants to do us evil? That we say, I pray God that it may not be laid up to their charge. In other words, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. 17, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen and amen. And I thank you, Father, that all of us have this prayer in our hearts and minds. And we just thank you, Father God, for that right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for reminding us. I thank you for putting this in our hearts, our minds, and that we will take it with us to the ends of this age, Father. And we just thank you that we will take it to heaven in Jesus' name. All right. Sure enough, my phone went black on me. Let's see what we can do here.